Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
Well, good morning. I expect we're all pretty much affected by the pollen these days. Well, praise God, this too shall pass. But anyway, the Lord is so faithful. I have a thought that probably, I don't know if I've ever preached on it before, and it just kind of came to me several weeks ago and just been percolating a little bit and never seemed to be the time. But before I get into the thought itself, I want to just remind us of something that I believe we know in our heads, and I believe God wants us to know it more in our hearts. And that is what God has called us to is not religion, but relationship. We as human beings like to reduce life to rules, ideas, things we do, things we don't do. And, you know, we can do that with spiritual things. God help us. Not to say, well, we know how to do it, we know what to believe and all of that, and that's all there is to it. We just keep doing that and God will show up. This is about relationship. God created us to know Him. And that relationship is meant to be reflected in our individual lives as well, isn't it? It's not about, I mean, Paul didn't say, I want to know more about Him. He said, I want to know Him. There's something very personal where we can talk with Him and He with us and we can know Him and He walks with us and not just, oh, I'm following the rule book and I'm okay. God help us to get past all of that kind of thinking. And I believe the Lord is helping us, don't you? And I'll try to, like I say, this is typical. I haven't got this organized very well in my mind, but I'm trusting the Lord to express the thought. There's something that goes deeper than simply all of the principles that God has given us. You know, He's given us principles on our relationship with Him, our relationships with one another, husband and wife, parents and children, brothers and sisters in Christ, our relationship with people in the world. And we have a lot of specific principles that God has given us. But there is a principle, there is a truth that underlies all of that, because we can look at all of the what are we supposed to do, and I think we need to look deeper and understand the why. Because God has a much deeper understanding, obviously, of this than we do, but He wants us to share that. And there was a scripture that just jumped out at me some time back, as I mentioned, and it's in James chapter 3. Now, James is dealing with a lot of specific things, and they do, in fact, have to do with human behavior, how we're supposed to be as people. And the particular thing the issue that he's dealing with in this passage has to do with the tongue. And that's not my subject, but we are well aware that our tongue tends to speak whatever's in here. Jesus said, it's out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. And the reality is we all speak things that it would be better if we didn't. But the reality is also, if it comes out, it's because it was in. And we need to be honest about things like that, don't we? God wants to change this so that this becomes more like Him. Okay? So that's kind of what James is dealing with, but it's an interesting statement he makes in verse 9. With the tongue, we praise our Lord and Father, and with it, we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. And that's the thing that just keeps coming back to me. I believe God wants us to understand a little bit more about who we are and who other people are. We're not just intelligent animals, as of course some scientists would like us to believe, and maybe not so intelligent sometimes, but we were literally created in God's image, And think about what James is saying here, because in the first place, he's saying, we praise God and we curse man. So he's not talking about unbelievers and their bad behavior. He's talking about something that could happen to believers. Now, it's evident that, I think it's fairly evident that if someone were to say something nasty or mean or whatever to somebody, that generally speaking, that person who says that would consider the person having done something bad or being deserving of somehow of that. Okay? But James doesn't talk about whether they deserve it or not. He says it shouldn't be because they were created in the image of God. So he's talking about mankind in general. How many of you think about people like that all the time? I mean, you just, man, there's somebody and they're a mess, but they're created in the image of God, and I need to take that into consideration. You think maybe we got a little bit to learn and grow in this area? God help us, because this colors every part of our lives. If life is about relationship, then shouldn't we not just know what we're supposed to do, but have an understanding of why? And, you know, he's talking about the image of God. I'm not going to go deep into that, but let's suppose, I mean, here's an illustration. Suppose you knew somebody that you really loved them and you had this relationship with them, but then you took a picture of them and you put it on your wall and used it as a dartboard. Okay? You see the connection? All right, and you're upset with yourself. You're going to take it out. And you say, well, that's not him. That's not the person. That's just the picture. But there's a connection. If you're doing it to the picture, you're doing it to the person. That's a sobering thought. When we think about the idea that the way I treat people is the way I'm treating their creator. Whoa. That kind of colors everything and touches on every area of my life. And the Lord, I was going to say the Lord takes it personally, but I don't want to drag him down into the human realm. He is not like us, and I'm glad he's not like us. He wants us to be like him. And this is part of growing up into his image, which is what he's called us to. We're not there yet, and yet here we are, created in his image. And as such, there needs to be some respect. God wants us to have a respect for one another and for ourselves, and to understand that person that I'm trying to get along with and have a relationship, they're created in God's image, and I need to respect that image and respect that person. That word keeps coming back to me as I think about every aspect of this. Respect. Now, you know, you go back to the beginning, and more than once in Genesis, God talks about how he created man in his own image, gave him the authority over his creation. I mean, what a plan he has for us. Ben talked last week about the fact that we're heirs of God. God has an inheritance, and it's a creation that's coming that will be perfect, and we'll be ready for it. Those who are there will be ready for it. Okay? But in the beginning, he created man, but he says in his image, he created them male and female. So it's not like the men are in God's image and the women just, you know, who cares? Everybody, every human being is created in God's image. And God took, when he created Adam, you remember how in one account he talks about, he sums it up and how he created them in his image. In another account, you get the place where Adam was alone, didn't have anybody. So what did the Lord do? Put him to sleep and took a part of his side and made woman and then brought her to him. And God established the order of things in the beginning. But what was the Lord saying about that? It's almost as though all of that image was in Adam and then God kind of split it up. So that we're not complete in ourselves. There's not a single person here who's complete in themselves. I may have certain aspects of it that were given to me and built in, and as much as I mess them up, they're still there. But you ladies are just as much in the image of God, just as much worthy of respect. God has just given, we're equal in God's eyes. We just are created with a different purpose, both just as important in the grand scheme of things. Boy, wouldn't it be good if we all understood these simple things and put them into practice? The image of God and how that's meant to be reflected in our lives. How about homes? I don't know how long I'm going to be up here, but I'll go ahead and share the thoughts that I've had. What do you think God wants to see in the home? You know, we have our own ideas. All right, man's the head of the home. What does that mean? I'm the boss. Everybody's got to do what I say. Is that the spirit of it? Is that how our Heavenly Father does with us? Does He just give us a bunch of rules to follow and I'm in charge, this is about me? No. The nature of God. How many times have we said this? The nature of God is love. And divine love is not focused on the person who does the loving. It's focused on the object of that love. And so when God brings a people together in the first place, God's order is one man, one woman for life. That's His order. Now, we've seen it messed up in so many ways, and we just need to reach up to God and look to Him for the grace to get through. But that's His order. And what God is looking for is a relationship, again, not just a bunch of rules, this is how you do it, but rather a relationship where the heart of the husband is willing to take the gifts of God, which involve leadership, which involves providing, which involves overseeing and looking after the interests of others, and use those gifts to create an atmosphere in which he and his wife and his family to come can flourish and be all that God intended them to be and feel free and loved. I mean, you can make all the rules you want to, but if you don't have that personal, I am here with God's help to provide an atmosphere and a home where everyone under my watch care can flourish. Isn't that kind of like Him? Yeah, so He wants His nature to be built in and reflected in our relationships. But you know, human nature being selfish and men being stronger than the ladies, in spite of some people's ideas out there, men tend to use their position selfishly, don't they? God help us. And what they're really saying is, you know, I'm the one that matters here. Everybody else exists for my happiness, and if you don't make me happy, I'm going to be very unhappy, and I'm going to make you unhappy. And God is looking for that same kind of self-sacrificial love and care.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.